Lesson 32, Unit 8, 第八单元第三十二课。Now first, look at some questions. 首先我们大家看几个问题。Look, ask, and answer. 看、问和回答。Look at the picture. Ask questions to this picture. Answer the questions somebody asks. First, look at the picture. Look at this man as Father Christmas. 那么这个呢，就是圣诞老人。And the family are sleeping. 啊，家里面的人都已经睡着了。Then,Father Christmas came into the house from where? From the door? No. From the chimney. 啊，从烟囱里面进去的。Then please ask. Who has gone to sleep? Who has gone to sleep? 谁睡着了? Then we say the children, the father and the mother. Right? Yes, the family.Have gone to sleep. What is Father Christmas doing? What is Father Christmas doing? Yes, he's putting Christmas presents into stockings. What are the stockings for? 那么这些长筒袜是用来干什么的呢? Yes, they are.For Christmas presents. Who has been down the chimney?
是谁从那个烟囱里面下去的呢?
That's it, Father Christmas. And how many stockings can you see?
我们可以看到有几只那个长筒袜呢?
No, sorry, I cannot see.Would you please try to find out how many stockings you can see? What else can you see in this picture?
那么在图片里面我们还可以看到什么?
What else can you see in this picture?
那么针对这个图片和我们前面对那个圣诞老人的了解啊，大家可以针对图片进行讨论。当然还可以根据图片去发挥，把自己知道的、了解的用英文告诉你的同伴。
Well, please look at the picture above again.
现在我们再看上面的图片。
This time, write a story about Father Christmas in the picture. Tell how he decides.Where to put the toys and the candy.
好，下面请大家再看上面的图片。这一次呢，就不是讨论，也不是问问题和回答问题了。这一次要求 write a story about Father Christmas， 要写一段有关圣诞老人的故事。
告诉大家 ，how he decides where to put the toys and the candy。
啊，告诉他是如何来决定把那些玩具 toys 和那些饼干呢放到那个啊他的那个长筒袜里面。
OK， 那么从上面这个图片以及刚才我们所提出的问题，我们对圣诞老人有所了解。那么有关圣诞的故事呢，它和宗教还有关系。Now let's look. Jesus Christ, 就是耶稣。Once upon a time, a man told people of the coming of a boy. He said that this boy...would save his people. Every year, parents would tell their children about the boy who would save his people. Once upon a time, many, many years ago,
从前有一个人告诉人们啊，世界上诞生了一个男孩。
他说 ,He said, this boy would save his people.
那么这个男孩将要拯救他的人民。
Every year, parents would tell the children about the boy who would save his people.
那么每年父母亲呢都会给自己的孩子们讲述这个能够拯救人民的这个小孩。
Then, who was the boy?
那这个小男孩是谁呢？
They were waiting for the boy.
人们都在等待这个男孩。
But he didn't come.
Finally, years later, the boy's story began.人们都在期盼等待这个小男孩，但是他终于没来。最后几年以后，就产生了这个小男孩的故事。
There was a man named Joseph and his wife named Mary.
那么从前有一个人，他叫 Joseph， 他的妻子叫 Mary。
It is said that one night, an angel came to Mary and told her she was to have this special boy.
有一天晚上 ,an angel, 我们的安琪尔是吧，就是梦中的这样一个啊神物，一个仙人，一个仙女。
An angel,
来到 Mary 这儿，告诉他，他将会啊有一个非常特别的男孩。
The angel also came to Joseph and told him the same thing.
同时呢，那个 Joseph 在梦中呢，也得知这样一个同样的事情，就是将会有一个非常特别的男孩
，a very special boy.
At that time, everyone had to go back to their own hometown to be counted.
Mary and Joseph had to travel before the baby was born. It's a long journey. They didn't arrive until very late one night.
在那个时候，每个人都得回到自己的家乡。
To be counted,
就是去点名啊。Count 本来是锁人的，点名，也就是在当时，每个人都得要回到自己家乡去报到。
To be counted. Mary and Joseph had to travel before the baby was born.
于是 Mary 和 Joseph 也不得不在那个男孩出生之前要赶回家乡。去报道了。
It was a long journey.
这个旅程呢是非常漫长的。
They didn't arrive until a very late one night.
他们那天呢在一个夜晚非常晚的时候才到达 hometown, 到自己的家乡。
They looked for a place to stay.
他们想找一个地方逗留
，but all the places were full.
但是所有的地方呢都已经住满人了，因为所有的人呢都要赶回家乡，所以
all the places were full. They didn't know where to go.
他们不知道该到什么地方去。
At last.The owner of a house said they could stay in the barn. That night, Mary gave birth to this very special boy.
最终 finally, at last. 有一个房子的主人呢，就说他们可以待在他的那个啊放草的那个屋子啊，堆积那个草的屋子。That night, Mary gave birth to this very special boy. 于是有一天晚上呢，就在那天晚上，这个很特别的男孩就诞生了。Gave birth to 就是生下了啊，生下了。Soon after the baby was born, angels appeared to some shepherd in a field near the town. They said they had something to tell them. The special boy had been born. Soon after the baby was born, 男孩出生不久 angels,appear to some shepherd in a field near the town. 于是在那个城市附近的田野里面，那些牧羊人啊，一些牧羊人面前出现了。啊，他们都告诉那些牧羊人说，有些事情要跟他们说。什么事呢？就说这个男孩已经诞生了。The special boy had been born. The shepherd.Went to see the special boy that same night. They asked Mary and Joseph what to call the boy. Joseph said the name of the boy was Jesus. 于是那些牧羊人呢都去看这个啊特别的男孩。That same night, 就是当天夜晚。都敢去看这个 special boy。他们问 Mary 和 Joseph 怎么来称呼这个男孩 ？What to call the boy？ Joseph said the name of the boy was Jesus。啊 ，Joseph 告诉他这个男孩的名字叫 Jesus， 就是耶稣啊，耶稣。Then people called him Jesus Christ。Because Christ means to save. Years later, people still celebrate Jesus' birthday. They call it Christmas, which comes from the name Christ. 人们就把这个小男孩叫做 Jesus Christ, 因为 Christ 意思呢是拯救的意思。所以 years later, 啊几年以后人们依然还在庆祝这个 Jesus 他的生日。They call it Christmas, which comes from the name Christ. 所以人们把这个节日叫做 Christmas。这个 Christmas 来自于什么呢？就来自于这个 Christ, 也就是 Jesus Christ, 就来自于 Christ。肯定了这是一种传说啊，但是人们对有这种传说呢，是因为当时的时代人们都盼望着啊有一个神灵来拯救人类，来解脱人类的痛苦，于是就产生了这个 Jesus Christ。 So Christmas Day 就是耶稣的诞生日啊，诞辰日。好，下面我们又了解了有关圣诞节的这个文化。我们知道西方很多都是信仰基督教，所以西方人很看重这个圣诞节。So how about the Spring Festival? 那么我们春节是不是也有传说呢？我们其他的节日是否也有相应的传说呢？ Now would you please tell me in English? 请大家用英语告诉我。Grammar, the infinitive, too, 动词不定式的用法。动词不定式它可以和疑问词，也就是疑问副词或者是疑问代词连用。For example, I don't know where to go. 我不知道该到什么地方去。Where to go?
Why didn't know who to ask?
我们不知道该去问谁
whom to ask or who to ask. 那么由疑问词加动词不定式构成一个复合的动词不定式结构，它可以用作主语，也可以用作句子的宾语。
动词不定式也可以用作定语，通常放在所修饰的名词或者代词后面。
例如 She has nothing to say， 她没有要说的话。
Nothing to say， to say 是修饰这个不定代词 nothing。
Another example， They have little food to eat，
他们没有什么吃的食品。
Food to eat 就是吃的食品，
little food to eat 就是没有什么吃的食品。
To eat 是用来修饰 food 做 food 的定语。
And the difference between being to and gone to，
这个我们在前面已经给大家归纳过。
He has gone to England 表示现在已经去了。
He's not here. 啊，这个人呢，现在不在这里。
He's just been to London.
他去过伦敦。
但是现在呢 ，He's not in London.
他现在不在伦敦了。
He's back.
现在已经回来了。
That's has been to and have gone to.
Now in this unit,Pay attention to this use for expressions, that is Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, 圣诞快乐。
Even though, 它可以用来引导一个表示让步的状语，就是即使、即便怎么样。
No longer, 意思是不再。
Put up,可以表示把什么挂上去啊，挂起来。
Give birth to
就是生下了啊，生下了一个什么。
Once upon a time
通常用在故事的前面，表示 many many years ago， 很久很久以前，从前。
At last
意思是最后，最终。
OK，
Merry Christmas， 圣诞快乐。但是要注意，我们说新年快乐呢，用 Happy New Year， 那么完全是一种习惯啊。西方人在说圣诞快乐呢，通常都不能够用 Happy Christmas， 就说 Merry Christmas， 但是说新年快乐呢，都说Happy New Year. 同样的，儿童节快乐 we say Happy Children's Day, Happy Teacher's Day. 所以 Merry Christmas 完全是一个使用上的一种习惯。
Even though, 即使、即便。
Even though it is very hard to learn English, I will work hard at it.
即便学习英语是非常困难，我也要努力的学好它。
No longer， 意思是不再。
For example， I am no longer young，
我现在已经不再年轻了。
你已经不是一个小孩了。
You are no longer a child，
啊，你不再是一个小孩了。
同时 ，no longer 后面也可以跟其他的动词
，For example， 我不再做这样的事情了。
I will no longer do this kind of things.
So no longer is a very useful expression.
Sometimes no longer can be used like this.
So, I'm not a teacher any longer.
So, not any longer，
它等于 no longer。
Once upon a time 意思是很久很久以前。
通常在讲故事的时候经常说 Once upon a time there was a king， 从前有个国王。 At last means finally， 最后最终。 OK， At last I will say Merry Christmas to you， 那么最后我要向你们说圣诞快乐。 So at last 意思是最后最终。 Well, so much for this unit.